listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today, our second guest today, is Michael Walsh. He is the author of 46 books on Amazon. His website is europeansworldwide.wordpress.com. And he is the author of 800 poems. And he's going to share one with us, maybe two or three with us. So we'll hear the first one that you said that you wrote because you saw an elderly woman and that inspired you to write a poem. Are you there?
Sorry, I had it on mute. I do apologize.
I do all the time.
Yeah, I saw a very old person, and I mean very, very aged, and it just inspired me to write a poem that I call You See the Hands, But Not the Heart. And this is the way the poem starts. It's two stanzas long, so it's not too long. You see the hands, but not the heart. Yet still the heart grows old. There's happy thoughts and darkness hid in every little fold. The memoir of the life once led, the diary of the years, custodian of every pain and the cup of endless tears. You see the fingers, gnarled and worn, they trace each passing thought, curator of one's every dream. But the heart is not for naught. It's archive of each love affair, and it carries every blow. Your heart, the suitcase of your dreams, when you must final go. Thank you.
Yikes. That was very deep. And it does make one consider, as you've been talking, and because I did say that the world is a better place for you having been here. You're being here. And all the books that you've written, the wisdom that you've shared, the poems, those will outlast you. And it makes one pause to think, what have my contributions been? And each of us should ask, what are our contributions? And I think that should also include our children and the things that they do, that they've been inspired to do. So, yes, that really makes one think.
Yeah, the heart is a suitcase, isn't it? It's a suitcase for everything that we carry. And I like to think that in my heart, I've got the thoughts, the best wishes, the education, the inspiration of those who came on earth before us and who inspired me. And the words that they inspired me with, I repeat. And in that way, these great people never die, do they?
Right. Well, do you have another one that you'd like to share?
Yeah, so some of them are political, but I'm going to do this because, you know, this is the sort of world that you and I live in. So there was not so long ago, Deanna, I think it was on May the 8th, when the Russians celebrate the victory of what they call the Great Patriotic War. And let's not be too quick to criticize them, because we in the West do exactly the same, because we're as ill-informed as the average Russians are. And this poem was inspired by that, and it's called And Now We Have Celebrated. Okay, so that's where the line starts. And now we've celebrated the spilling of our blood, perhaps as Europeans, as clever people should. We'll put aside the scoundrels' guns, remember how they lie, stop celebrating suicide, stop sending youth to die.
Oh.
Slaves to propaganda, what miseries we wreak when we're taken in by leaders' lies, whilst those who cannot speak lie in their little homes of clay. Would they much wiser be than those who live and love them, than those who cannot see?
Mm. Beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. I think poetry is a separate language altogether. You know, it's not just like writing a letter. And I would say that for the poet, we talked a lot about heartfelt feelings tonight, Diana. For me, the heart is the poet's inkwell. And it's into the heart that we dip our pens and we write, hopefully, heart to heart, our innermost thoughts. I think the poem can talk with people, not as you and I are talking now, which is a realist situation, but the poem can see from heart to heart. And this is what I've always intended to do, right from when I was a very, very small child. And my favourite author, by the way, when I was 7, 8 years old, was that great American writer, Jack London. I couldn't get my head out of White Fang, but fantastic writers that came from the United States. And I wanted James Conrad, of course, he was a Polish sailor. And I always wanted to write in a way that would move people to tears. And I think that's what I have achieved. And many people wrote along those lines. As when we read it out last time we were talking, 15 Minutes, the poem was called. And the lovely words that came in from that, from the lovely expressions of gratitude that came from all over the world, was very, very, there's that word again, heartwarming. Mm. So we're still here. I thought we had a connection problem.
We're still here.
Okay, good. Yeah, but the response to that particular poem was quite staggering.
When I was a child, I liked Edgar Allan Poe.
Ah, yes.
I really just liked what he said. Maybe it shows my dark side, given some of his poetry. Anyway, we do have some callers. So we are opening the phone lines, 800-313-9443. And we have John in Texas. John, welcome.
Welcome. Hello, sir. You mentioned education in the Third Reich in the 1930s prior to the war, 1933-39. I have a question. I want to know, it's been said that, claimed by some that the economic recovery that went on that happened after 1933, phenomenal recovery, was caused by spending to rearm. But according to the actual numbers, we realize to be something of a myth. Can you confirm or deny that?
Yeah, I don't have the numbers in front of me, of course, but rearming was going to make a country very, very rich, then the United States today wouldn't be $21 trillion in debt, would it? It would be a very, very wealthy country. It wouldn't owe anybody any money at all, because the United States by far is the greatest spender on arms. So they're contradicting themselves here. And in actual fact, as I say, you wouldn't expect me on a radio program or ad hoc like this to have the figures in front of me. But Germany, and in my opinion, Russia today has learned from it, because the Reich was very, very prosperous in all respects, except, and this was its death knell, it had not rearmed at all. And so when war was thrust upon Germany in 1939, they were ill-equipped. And at the time that they, the Germans, preemptively struck Poland, over half the German armed forces was horse-drawn. So they were not strong militarily at all. All of the wealth had gone into creating the structure. Now, Russia has learned that lesson from pre-war Germany, and they are rushed, and in just 3 or 4 years, they have come from one of the militarily weakest countries on earth to a country that even the top brass in the United States have said that we cannot win a war against Russia. Their weaponry is far superior to ours. Now, in my opinion, Vladimir Putin, President Vladimir Putin, who was, of course, served in occupied Germany, Soviet-occupied Germany, for a number of years. He speaks German fluently. He learned this lesson, and he knew that if you've got wealth in your country, which, of course, they are, you know, very, very wealthy, the Russians, on natural resources, he's not putting it into the infrastructure of the schools. You know, they're not being shortlisted. They're quite well looked after. But most of the focus is on defending Russia from a NATO attack. And I think he's achieved that, and now he can pivot towards putting the money into building, rebuilding Russia. So he got it. What I'm saying here is Hitler put the cart before the horse, and Putin is putting the horse before the cart. And in this respect, I think Putin is probably very wise. I think that if Iraq and Libya had had nuclear weapons, that they had the means to strike back at the United States, then they would not have been overthrown. Sorry, I rambled on, but there you are. I hope that answered your question.
The Versailles Treaty prevented Germany from creating weapons, and Poland actually was better militarized than Germany. They were far superior than Germany, and they suffered 8 attacks from Poland before they responded. Okay, go ahead, John. You had another question.
Another one. What after the transfer of the Sudetenland after the Munich Agreement? What was it that prompted Germany to occupy Bohemia and Moravia? What caused Czechoslovakia to split? Slovakia to split off from Czechoslovakia in the next few months. And second, how did this lead Germany to occupy Bohemia and Moravia?
Well, Bohemia had been German territory for 700 years. That's a pretty long time. I think it's 2 or 3 times, twice as long as the Europeans have been in the United States. So work it out for yourself, John. And Bohemia was always German territory. It was totally populated by Germans. Its entire culture and religion was German. It was not Czechoslovakian. Czechoslovakia doesn't exist. It's two peoples. There's the Czech people and there's the Slovakian people. And they brought them both together and they called it Czechoslovakia. And this was an artificial, it was a bastard child of the First World War. Of course, you had the Habsburg Empire, which had lasted for 750 years in Europe. And this was part of the division of Europe after the First World War, the Great War, as we call it. So the places that you have just mentioned, John, these were German territory, so they were just reoccupying, and they only reoccupied, by the way, by plebiscite. The people of the Sudetenland, they welcomed the Germans they saw them as liberators when they came into Bohemia, and they were returning to the fatherland. And it's a bit like I always say, obviously, I identify more with the British than the Americans. I can't think of a similar situation in the United States. But I say, no, Napoleon had at some time in the Napoleonic Wars, if he had occupied Devon and Cornwall, and if at some later time the British, the English, had thrown the French out of Cornwall and Devon, would they regard that as an invasion or an occupation? Would they regard it as a liberation? So you've got the same situation in Crimea in Russia today. Right, for hundreds of years it's been a Russian. The people who live there are Russian. They speak Russian. They're not Ukrainian. Ukraine, God love them, I love the Ukrainians, but it's an artificial. Actually, Ukraine, if you translate it, it only means hinterland. It just means the other part. The first capital of Russia was Kiev. But, they didn't, Putin didn't invade and occupy Crimea. Crimea was part of Russian territory for hundreds and hundreds of years. And when the people were given a plebiscite, a referendum, do you want to stay with Ukraine and do you want to stay with Russia? They voted overwhelmingly. I think the vote was about 94% in favour of being with Russia. And it was the same in the Sudetenland in Germany. It was the same in the Rhine. It was the same in the Saar. And of course, it was in Austria. And in every single case, over 90% of the people, when given a totally free vote, that was, there were international observers there to make sure of fair play. There was no question about it. Over 90% of the people wanted to be with Germany. So that is not an invasion and it is not an occupation. Sorry, John, I rambled on a bit there.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
What about Bohemia and Moravia? That was mostly Slavic, Czech, mostly Czech. And,
no, as I say, John, I don't want to disagree, but if you check into Bohemia, and it's there even on Wikipedia, which of course is as bent as a dog's back leg, but you can't change the facts. You can put spin on facts, but you can't change the facts. And Moravia and Bohemia were German for 700 years. So, and again, I suppose there are two answers to this question. Is the territory that you describe has historically always been German, and the second question is that the people were clearly overwhelmingly in favour of being part of Hitler's Germany. So you're either a Democrat or you're not a Democrat. You know, just go with the flow.
Well, I don't know what about the Germans, but what are the Czechs and Slovakia? They went out. I won't keep you much longer. I guess I'll let the next person at me in line. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate your questions, and more, I appreciate the answers. Wonderful. Thank you for elaborating on that. All right, if you want to ask a question or make a comment, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. And yes, it is amazing how what the Versailles Treaty did, that it just fractured Europe into all of these places because they wanted to set up circumstances in which they could continue their revolution. And it was just they just needed a break of a few years so that the British, the French, and the Americans could create weapons. They were the only ones that were creating weapons, whereas Germans were creating structures and producing things and having a pretty wonderful life. Okay, let's take Kathleen in Texas. Kathleen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Hi, Michael. Thank you. Deanna, just a quick message. You and your daughter Rebecca and your whole family are in my prayers, and I'm sure many of your listeners. And I'm calling I'll wait.
Thank you for that. Thank you, Kathleen.
I'll wait.
We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is Deanna, and our guest is Michael Walsh. He is the author of 46 books available at Amazon. His website is europeansworldwide.wordpress.com. And we're talking with Kathleen in Texas. And Kathleen, thank you so much for your prayers and well wishes. Thank you.
Thank you. Deanna, Michael, I wanted to just tell you briefly that Deanna introduced me, and I'm sure many of the other listeners, to Dr. Jennifer Daniels. And she had a practice. She went to Harvard undergraduate. I forget what medical school, but she also has a degree from Wharton Business School. And she had a practice in New York for 10 years. And Big Pharma, she came on the radar of Big Pharma because she stopped recommending any Big Pharma drugs. She found that she was successfully curing everybody with natural methods. And she was actually put on a terrorist list after 10 years. And so knowing that they had instituted that Patriot Act, she knew that she could be disappeared, and she was not going to subject herself to that. Maybe you know, Deanna, that in Illinois and I think Indiana, they have two units. They're called CMIs, Communication Management Units, prisons within a prison where political prisoners are kept. And I'm sure you can find out more of the details about that. But anyway, she moved to Panama, and she's been there for many years. She doesn't practice medicine, but she does have a radio show on RBN, and she always does the disclaimer, this is not medical advice. And her basic theory is that no matter what you do, you're better off than ever going to the AMA or taking any drug from Big Pharma. And her website is VitalityCapsules.com, VitalityCapsules.com. So just about 2 or 3 months ago, she was put on the active terrorist list. All of her funds in Panama were frozen, and she can't find out any information. She's still doing her show. We're all praying for her. But I did find out from people who do courtroomwatch.com, Eric, the Freedom Screamer, and Laurie Anderson on RBN. He said, Eric, the Freedom Screamer, that the best thing he thought we should do is, he said, the Archbishop of Panama, the churches are the most powerful. And so I have the address if anybody would like to ask for the help of the Archbishop. For Dr. Jennifer Daniels, I have the address, and I also have the telephone number and the email. I have a corded speakerphone and no internet, so may I read this information so all of you will have it?
Please go ahead.
Okay, the address, well, the telephone number is 011-507 261-0002. I'll repeat that. 011-507-261-0002. The Archbishop's name is Jose Domingo Mendieta. Jose Domingo Mendieta. And the email address is info@arquuidiocesisdepanama.org. I'll repeat that. info@arquuidiocesisdepanama.org. And when we come back, I'll give the address and then say goodbye.
All righty, okay. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month.
Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Michael Walsh, and his website is EuropeansWorldwide.wordpress.com. And we have Kathleen in Texas on the phone. Now, Dr. Daniels was also very instrumental and very encouraging in her neighborhood. She built a wonderful office building. She encouraged her neighbors to clean up. She also encouraged people to get off of illegal drugs. And the whole area, the whole neighborhood was changing. And there are certain politicians that did not like that. They didn't like what she was doing because they want to keep certain neighborhoods and certain groups of people on hard drugs to create chaos so that they can implement control. But anyway, go ahead and give the address, Kathleen.
Yes, and also she has backed up everything she has said and her on her website, vitalitycapsules.com. Everything she says is backed up by the government's own websites and Big Pharma's own websites. So she's not, you can check it out yourself. But the last thing is, this is the address, the physical address. This is the Archbishop of Panama.
we're posting it. One of our ladies is posting it in the chat room.
Wonderful, wonderful. So the Archbishop of Panama, Jose Domingo Mendieta. Jose Domingo Mendieta, Roman Catholic Archdiocese.
Okay, great.
Capital,
now, if
capital
you,
C, if, capital C A L L E.
Okay, now people can go to the chat room. That is spingola.jatango.com, and all the information is right there. Because we do have some other callers. So,
oh, okay. Can I just give the rest of this so that Michael? Because I'm hoping that Michael can somehow be instrumental in helping her, since he's an international person. And what she mainly wants is somebody who can find out how she can get off this active terrorist list. And some connection to Interpol and the FBI, because they're the ones that are behind this. And so she needs somebody she's hoping she can just contact them and get off the list. And but could I give just the rest of it? It's very quick.
Well, I do have other callers. And it is posted in the chat room, and I will share it with Michael.
Even the physical address?
Everything is in the chat room. The physical address, phone number, everything.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you very much. And again, you're in all of our prayers.
Great. Thank you so much, Kathleen. I really appreciate it. Okay, let's take Bob in Michigan. Bob?
Hello there.
Hello.
Deanna, you have some of the most outstanding guests. I just don't know what else to say. Michael, I have a question for you, sir. What do you think of Putin? Is this guy trustworthy? Is he a stabby-in-the-back kind of guy? Is he just strictly, or not strictly, but is he mostly interested in Russia? Or do you have a feeling for any of this?
Yeah, he's a very clever guy, and he gets bad press. And I think if you want to know the truth about somebody, have a look at who his enemies are, and this will give you the idea. And as it has been recently reported, especially in the ethnic European, is the entire Jewish corporate media, a Jewish-controlled corporate media, is extremely hostile to the Russian president. Also, if you have a look at what he has achieved over the years, it's now he's been in, I think it was about 2000, you know, he's been in, and he has completely turned around Russia from being one of the most impoverished nations on earth to the most powerful, and I mean the most powerful. It is actually past the United States now in terms of wealth in many, many respects. So, yeah, I think he's a good guy. I always joke about this, and I say, well, you know, I don't even know what's going on in my wife's head, you know, half the time, so how can I possibly know what's going on in Putin's head? You know, there is always a possibility, an outside possibility, but I'm putting my money on Vladimir Putin. I also look at the people who support him, the likes of Viktor Orban and Slovakia and other powerful people, especially in Europe. And I think the friends like that, you know, and by the friends you keep, I'm putting my money on Putin. I like the guy.
Well, the only thing that concerned me was his association with KGB. That kind of turned my head a little bit.
So, I missed that one. With his association with what?
KGB.
Oh, yeah, well, KGB, well, what was the American president? He was the head of the CIA, and nobody ever Bush. He was the head of the CIA. Nobody ever talks about his connections.
But, yeah, true enough.
Every country, even Ireland, you know, has its secret service, you know, and, you know, it couldn't survive without it. So where's the problem? You know, every country has one, and if there's a member of the services, then this is something to his credit. The KGB post-Brezhnev was very similar, probably not as nasty as the CIA, but it's there, it's a police force, it's doing a job, and isn't that better than having some banker running your country?
Hmm. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate your answer.
You're welcome, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye now. Yep.
Bye-bye. Well, it's very interesting. I wrote an article some years ago about the money that went into Russia following the so-called fall. And I'll have to look up the article name. But there was a lot of takeover of a lot of the resources. And the Bush family was also kind of a part of this. And let me just give you the name here. Let's see. It was just a very interesting. I wrote a lot of articles, but it was just very interesting. Oh dear, what was the name of that article? And the person that got rid of one of the Russian leaders was a Rothschild that went over there and said, "You're fired." And that was in a book. Oh, let's see who wrote that book. Nender, Call It Conspiracy. I believe it came out of that book. But you have to wonder about who was taking over some of the resources, some of the companies that were already in business there. I'm multitasking here. You just have to wonder. I kind of question any leader of any country. I question their integrity. I would like to believe that there are leaders who are ethical and that really, really do want to do what's best for the residents. But I guess I'm gun shy. I just don't believe that, darn, where is that article? I just don't believe that people who lead governments really are out for the people. Unless, I could be wrong. Obviously, I certainly could be wrong. I know there are a lot of people like Trump, and he's done some good things. But he's also done some questionable things. And, of course, he is really being hammered by the media. The mass media can't say enough bad things about him. And so I don't know. What's your views on Trump?
I think everybody has to live in the real world, Diana. And, you know, Trump or Putin, it doesn't really matter. Their world is totally different from ours. Theirs is a world of diplomacy. So some of the things that they do, we don't necessarily understand them simply because we're not looking at it from their perspective. So we can't possibly be talking the same language. And in many respects, you just have to look behind the scenes. And, you know, I always say to people, you know, they say that in Russia, for instance, they have Holocaust denial laws. But they don't actually jail them. They're there. I think they're symbolic rather than anything else. But I don't know. I've never heard of anybody in Russia going to jail for denying the Holocaust. But, of course, they do in Europe and France and, you know, Germany. They do. And it will get that way in the United States as well, simply because you have to remember that the same ethnic group is running the United States today as was running Bolshevik Russia after 1922. They're the same breed, they're the same carpetbaggers, they're the same ethnic group. Don't be surprised if what happened to the Russian people happens to the United States. When the Bolsheviks took over in 1917, Diana, there were 181 million Russians. By the time that the Soviet Union founded, it was down to 141 million. Now, natural growth in population should have put the Russian population at 350 million, which is very, very similar to that of the United States. But in actual fact, today, it is only slowly catching up. It certainly won't catch up in our lifetime, but they're giving every encouragement to mothers to have as many children as possible. They're giving them all kinds of aids and benefits in order to try and recover the situation, because when the Bolsheviks went over there, they just estimated that 70 to 100 million Orthodox Christians were harvested, and these people were martyrs, every one of them.
Right. Okay, I found the name of the article, The Bush Family's Project Hammer. And I wrote it on February 7th, 2010. And I posted a link to it in the chat room. But it was, of course, Gorbachev was in August 1991. And what they did was, there was a big seizure of major energy and munitions industries in the Soviet Union. And they were subsequently turned over to the international bankers and corporations. So it's just an interesting article.
Yeah, it is very interesting, but I do know that under Putin, the Jewish oligarchs came in and they just cleaned up on everything. And quite a number of them were jailed and jailed for a very long time, and the rest escaped to Britain or the United States. So again, this says to me, it says what kind of a guy he was. When the Jewish oligarchs are running away from Putin, he can't be that bad, can he?
Well, I have a friend, excuse me, I have a correspondent in Russia who I've communicated with not recently, but he said it's pretty much the same in Russia as it is here, and the same people run the country as the people who run our country. He said it's just pretty much the same.
And I think the Jewish influence, and again, I was mentioning this a few moments ago, you know, the Jews exist, Pakistani people exist, the Irish people exist, and you can't wave a magic wand, as many people might like to, and get rid of them. And if they are trading legitimately anywhere in the world, then, you know, they've got to be accepted for what they are, but they've got to be controlled. And I did a story, if anybody checks it out and goes on to the Ethnic European, that they will see that the Russian Secret Service, I think it's called the FIS, is now denying Russian citizenship to radical rabbis and making them go to Israel. Now, we're talking about Jewish rabbis who have been born and bred in Russia, and they're radicalized, just as the Islamics are in Europe. But in Russia, under Putin's Russia, they're just being picked up by the special police, and they're being told that they're given time to get out of Russia. And the only option for these rabbis is, of course, Israel-occupied Palestine.
Wow. Well, it's just, what is going on now in Palestine is a crime. And my heart just breaks for what has happened. And if you look at a map of the area in 1948 compared to the map now, it's pretty sad.
It's genocide.
Yes, it is. Absolutely, it's genocide. And the world is just, they're just letting it happen.
you know, the world of the elite is, but it's very much on the radar screen with the ordinary people of the world. And I would like our own people, the ethnic Europeans, because remember, a very high number of Palestinians are Christian. Many of them are related in some way. You know, they're not, you know, totally distant from the Europeans, and they deserve our support. And if Adolf Hitler can support the Palestinians, then I'm sure we can, and we should do so. And here we should forge alliances with the massive forces who are anti-Israel and pro-Palestinian, and we should join them, not regard them as rivals or somebody else. We should really join them and get together, because these are happy hunting grounds to bring recruits to our own ethnic European struggle. We recognize the rights of the Palestinian people. The Palestinian recognize our rights to be sovereign ethnically and religiously in our own countries, and we should support each other. And this is what the Jews are mostly feared of. They specialize in turning peoples against each other, and we must you know, make sure that this strategy doesn't work, and we must work with other groups throughout the world, you know, to support each other. And as I say, the Jews are not just destroying the white race, they're destroying sub-races, other ethnicities, other religions. They're the enemies of mankind, not just of the white people.
Right. All righty. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest is Michael Walsh. He is the author of 46 books, all available at Amazon. His website, which is called Truth News for Europe, is europeansworldwide.wordpress.com. And Mike, I'm so glad you were on the program today. I always am.
Yeah, we should do it a bit more often because we always get on very well together. I think that the audience, identifies with me, and it's good for Europe to talk with the United States because, there can be so much confusion unless we on the ground talk together, which we do.
Exactly. And I like your perceptions, and we just have a lot of commonality. And my poetry writing days, they were very short. I can only write poetry when I'm incredibly sad. And there was a time that I was really, really sad, and I just filled just reams of paper with poetry. And then I transcribed them onto my computer, and then somehow they disappeared. So I'll have to try and locate them. But I bought the rhyming dictionary, and I was really into it. Whenever I do something, I like to really jump in and learn all about it and as much as I can. But it's quite a skill, and a skill that you have, and I really appreciate it.
Has a gift.
Yes. As you say, poetry speaks to the heart, and your books also speak to the heart because they're full of truth, and that's what we need in this world is the truth about what's going on. And we certainly get that from you and from your books.
Thank you very much, Deanna, for having me. It's it's a wonderful experience to be talking with you. It's very often when, for somebody like me, it's perhaps different for you because you're a natural broadcaster. You're doing it all day, every day, I should imagine. But for me, it's a bit like going on the stage, and it can be completely exhausting, especially when it's live. And so it's a privilege, but it's very, very important to the person who is being interviewed, in this case me, to be relaxed and not to be expecting trick questions and not to be being asked the answers to questions that you couldn't possibly answer unless you had an encyclopedic memory, which of course we don't because we're human beings. And when we do have that understanding with a presenter like yourself and Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, it makes life much easier for the presenter, for the person who is being interviewed, and, of course, the audience. You know, we're all in harmony, which is what we should be. We don't want to have hostile conversations on the radio. We're here to enjoy each other's company. And I see it when I'm talking with you as we're talking with in a restaurant and we're being overheard by a lot of lovely eavesdroppers.
Yes. Yes. And don't you just love Andrew? He is just terrific.
He's a great guy. He always speaks very, very well of you, as you say. We talk so
You know what? Our time is gone. Thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate you. You're just terrific. Thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye. Talk to you next week. Visit with you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.